Welcome to Kevin Sings Room Podcast. Hello.
Hello, hello. All right. That one for today.
Mm-hmm.
This is from... okay. All right, hold on.
I love how you never get the right one on the first try, you know? You're like always, all right, let's do this. All right, I'll pick this one. Nope. Nope, not that one. Let me just pick another one. Yeah, this one. Yep, this one. And then we get to the podcast.
That's right. Okay. Right. This is from Yuki-chan-san.
Okay.
Thank you. Kevin-san, Yama-chan-san, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
いつも楽しく拝聴しています。
Thank you.
去年の年末頃、あまりにも暇を持て余していた私は、ふと思い立って遺伝子検査を受けてみることにしました。
Mm-hmm.
以前お二人も YouTube の企画でやられていた、唾液を送るだけで検査をしてもらえるジーンライフさんのサービスです。
Mm-hmm.
私の両親はどちらも日本生まれ、日本育ちなので、民族といっても日本人だけだろうなと思っていたのですが、違いました。
Mm-hmm.
私の診断結果は、民族数に 97% 日本人、3% 朝鮮民族でした。
Okay.
朝鮮民族とはと検索が必要なくらい知識がなかったのですが、大部分は現在の韓国で暮らしている民族のようです。
Mm-hmm.
ということは 3% 韓国人の血が流れているのかと思うと大変感慨深いものがありました。
Mm-hmm.
それからというもの、もともと韓国にそこまで興味関心はなかったのですが、韓国語を調べてみたり、韓国料理を食べてみたり、K-POP や話題のアイドルについて検索してみたり、そしてまさに今、韓国旅行への荷造りの真っ最中です。
Wow, you're heavily affected by that.
Yeah.
Wow.
果たして現地で 3% の血が覚醒するのか、ドキドキワクワクしています。お二人は今国内や海外でどこか気になっている場所や行ってみたい国などはあるでしょうか？教えていただけると嬉しいです。よろしくお願いします。
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay, let me, so nothing's going to happen in Korea, just to let you know.
As an experience.
As an experienced 3% non-Japanese 遺伝子.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Cambodia?
Yes.
I think it was Cambodia. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 3%.
Yeah.
Or 2 or 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to Cambodia, mm-hmm. but we did the Cambodia 1 week yes. food challenge, right? Yeah. Nothing happened.
No.
Yeah. So I don't think anything's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3%? How much is that? Like,
it's not a lot. Not a lot.
3%.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's interesting, though. Like how people goes in and.
Mm.
Yeah. My mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, loves traveling.
Yes.
Know, like visiting. The lady from Kyrgyz. Came to my house
wow.
a few weeks ago
wow.
and stayed for like 1 or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, I didn't know a lot about Kyrgyz mm-hmm. country. It's like western side of China.
Okay.
Like up above from in kind of India.
Okay.
And eastern side of like in eastern Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that, you know, place. It's very far from Japan, right?
Yeah.
It's very far. You have Korea, China, and many countries in between.
Mm-hmm.
But it's said that people who loved meat stayed in Kyrgyz. And people who loved fish goes to Japan.
Really?
Because we are very look alike.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like facial features?
Facial features and like... Everything, like cultural things, like how to behave, how to communicate. Well, of course, language is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different country, but looks very alike.
Really? So they look
yeah.
very Japanese.
Very Japanese.
Facial features.
Yeah, well, for them, we are very look-alike Kyrgyz people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's way more look-alike than Korean people.
Shit.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that pictures and... of the that lady's families and friends and like some of them are like I can tell he or she is not Japanese but mm-hmm. But like most of them, like, oh, is he, like, is it a group of pictures of Japanese people or something like that?
I mean, like, geographically,
yeah,
it's surrounded by countries that looks nothing like Japanese.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's very far.
Europe, India, China. Well, China, I guess.
Yeah, so we got Korea in between, China in between. They have like Mongolia and so it's very far.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let me Google search that.
Yeah.
What was it?
Kirgis.
Kirgis.
Yeah. And not only the faces, but like in cultural things, like what is important when you communicate with people.
Wow. Like the distance and everything.
Yes.
True. They look very
Japanesey.
Yeah. Wow. That's true.
Yeah.
A lot more Japanese than I thought.
And yeah. So I didn't meet her. Uh-huh. My parents stayed for a week or 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then felt like just having a they communicate in English. Mm-hmm. So language was different, but...
But felt like...
The way they
communicate... The gestures and...
Yeah.
Was all... Japanese-like?
How to live. Life was the very same.
Wow.
And then, yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. That is very interesting.
Yeah. Because when you talk to like Chinese people or Korean people, we feel some difference.
Absolutely.
Right? Like,
yeah.
About like those cultural things and what is important and what is happiness, what is...
That's right.
What you
value. Yeah, like the social norms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Kyrgyz people is farther than that, and then still way more closer than that. It's mysterious.
Kind of makes me want to go there.
Yeah.
公用語はキルギス語。Mm-hmm. Ah, ロシア語。
Ah, そうらしいね。
ロシア語か、ロシア語。
It's like, you know, Soviet...Union, it was like a dominant.
I see.
So
that's why.
Yeah. They kind of now losting the Kyrgyz original language.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
Mm.
So that's
I a see.
Big issue for them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was interesting.
That's very, very interesting. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
And now, yeah. So. The places I now interested to visit Kyrgyz now, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
If I go somewhere very far and landed and then see very Japanese people around me,
yeah,
that would be very surprising. Like,
it's true.
Strange feeling, you know.
I wonder what the food is like there.
True. So they eat meat, I guess.
They eat, do you think they eat rice?
I don't, not sure.
ポトフみたいなね。
そうだね。
ショルポ。シャシリク。Like a skewers, like meat.
Yeah.
Skewers. もうこれもありそうだけど日本でもね。ラグマン。It's like a
Chinese. What is that? 炒め物。
Yeah, it looks like a Chinese 炒め物。ボルソック。揚げボール
Yeah.
I don't know what these are. パンの一種。
パンなんだ。
I mean, the food doesn't look so Japanesey, though. You know?
It's a bit different.
It's Asian-y, but not Japanesey.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks a little bit... Yeah.
Like sometimes Chinese.
Some Chinese.
Sometimes
India,
Egyptian.
Yeah, Egyptian, yeah. Like Central... Eurasian food.
Yeah, right. That is interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that your mother is just so active in this international, you know, 交流. So active.
Yeah. That's what she has been doing since I was very kid. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She loves to, you know, meet new people, new culture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.